Good morning, everybody. Have you ever been on a mission? You know, a really important assignment, a really important job. You know, you've probably heard NASA has sent people called astronauts on a space mission, and our military has sent soldiers on a military mission. You might even have heard somebody at home say, "Wait, I'm on a mission. Hang on, give me a minute. I'm going to find my keys." Well, Jesus was on the biggest mission of all. He was sent to the earth for a short time, and he knew it was going to be a short time. But his mission was huge. He was going to try to tell as many people as he could in as many places as he could about God. And it was like planting seeds. That was his mission. And so he knew he couldn't be but so distracted from his mission. He couldn't have but so many squirrel moments. You know, that thing we say these days where if you are talking about one thing and then all of a sudden somebody starts talking about something completely different, you say, "Squirrel," and then you try to get back to the first thing that you were talking about and everybody laughs. It's kind of like that for Jesus. He knew that he couldn't have but so many squirrel moments, and he had to weigh out how to use his time in a way that when he was done on the earth, he would have had the biggest impact. He would have made the biggest difference. So in our scripture today, we read about kind of one of those squirrel moments. Now, I don't want to make it sound like healing people and miracles were not important. Of course they were. And it would be super easy to get stuck in a place healing as many people as you can, performing as many miracles as you can, because you know what joy and what relief it would bring to the people that you're affecting. So Jesus, to me, seemed to have to kind of pull away from this one place that they were all in, he and the disciples, with a lot of healing going on, a lot of miracles going on. He had to pull away, and he had to take a minute to get back on track, to stop thinking about the squirrel and get back to focusing on what his main mission was. And that was to get to as many places as he could and tell as many people as he could about God and God's love and what it was like to live believing in God's love and sharing God's love. And so he does that. He goes away, and he'll do that again, but he goes away to a quiet place. And when he's back with his disciples, he says, "We got to go, guys. I mean, this is wonderful, and I wish I could stay here forever, but we've got to go." He knew his clock was ticking, and he knew what his mission was. A group of us from Trinity several years ago knew what our mission was. We went on a mission trip to another country, and we had some very specific jobs that we were going to do, some goals we were going to accomplish, and they were great goals, and we accomplished them. But the truth is, if all we had done was go there and talk about God together and talk about how to best live in the world believing in God and how to share information about God, our mission would have been just as successful as it was by doing the other things, the other tasks. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean that we don't help others. It doesn't mean that we don't do things for each other. It just means that the most important thing we can be for or do for each other on this planet is to love in God's name. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for love that abounds and is right there for the taking and for the sharing. Help us to do this with everyone we meet and for the people we never see. Be with our world. Amen.